This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of conversation. Tuesday, June 1st is upon us. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, the presence of Victoria Keelan has been noted, as well as Jay Kirshner. Not a bad thing. We present ourselves in varying ways and manners. We're funny, kind of easy. It's breezy conversation. A few smiles, a few giggles, a few winks. Few happen chance surprises like our contest this week, which you can check out at DJV Show, all our social media. We are all friends here. Even though we're friends, I'm talking about the four of us, but you're our friends, even though you're many of you are strangers. As some people admire what we do here, that's kind of cool. Don't take it too seriously. I still wear pink shirts. Ed McMahon told me it was okay to wear pink shirts. Remember, Jennifer?
I don't remember him telling you that, but I love the man in a nice pink shirt.
Pink shirt.
Love a guy in a pink shirt. Yep.
Do you really?
Absolutely.
Used to be kind of taboo, wasn't it, though? Didn't it used to be a quite
my dad's always manhood? Pink shirts.
Yeah. Your father did?
My dad's. I would also guess Jay's dad, who is very dapper. I'm assuming he has a pink shirt.
He's very, he's very
dapper. A little salmon colored, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He wears those shirts that have the different collars. Like the inside of the collars are different than the outside of the collars.
Yeah, there's always a pop of colors somewhere, whether it's in socks,
pocket
square. He is very proud of his socks.
Socks, that's good. All right, so Memorial Day weekend is over. We are done with the travel. I did a lot of traveling yesterday. I drove about 680 miles in 14 hours out to New York and back again. And I was thinking on the way back we might run into some traffic, but we really didn't. The weather was horrible here in the Northeast over the weekend. It just sort of broke out late in the day yesterday. So I don't know about that. But Jennifer, out in California, what about the traffic on the 405 or the 101? Was it the usual wonderful experience that we all have?
It's back for sure. I think the traffic all weekend long was pretty horrific. So I think they said, gosh, millions of people on the roadways just in Southern California doing staycations. LAX was saying that this was the busiest day they've had in all of 2021, which is probably not a surprise, but still worth pointing out just that people are feeling safer, and so they're going out.
Speaking of feeling safe, how safe do you feel? It's fire season out there, and I don't mean to make something out of nothing, so if there's nothing to report, but I think already this year you've had some fires out there that have been problematic,
they've been
right?
They've been able to knock them down. The resources have kind of kicked in as they should, but they think the fire season is going to be earlier and worse than expected, so...
Mm-hmm.
You know, everyone was getting the warning this weekend not to set off fireworks and to make sure that you were kind of containing your parties if you were having them, because it just the risk of fire is so high because everything, it was a dry year. And it hasn't been super hot, but it was, you know, like 80 degrees or so. That means things are starting to dry out a bit. So... I don't know. And this is also, it's going to be interesting to see how, if it is a bad fire season, I don't wish that it is.
No.
But if it is what they anticipate, I wonder just out loud what that does to Gavin Newsom's recall chances, because he's been on his Governor Oprah tour where he's been giving everybody everything, you know, giving them free money and he's taking away their parking tickets and he's doing all of these handouts and giveaways. But if the power can't be turned on for the bulk of the summer because they're worried about sparking a fire, that might tick some people off. So it'll be interesting to see if that becomes something that he has to deal with or contend with in his recall fight.
All right, I'd like to go around the room for just a moment with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay and ask about the way you observed Memorial Day and what you saw that might have been different this year. We've talked about the 100-year anniversary of the Black Massacre in Tulsa. I don't know that that was a Memorial Day thing, but it seems to coincide with it and seems to have been part of the discussion. But what about the general tone? Jay, I'll start with you in Nashville. What did the general tone seem to be? Was it serious? Was it somber? Was it silly? Were people paying attention to the real message at all?
No, it was Bachelor, Bachelorette Party Central all weekend. Everyone was just happy to, restrictions were lifted. They can travel.
Why do we have these holidays anymore if nobody pays attention to the real weekend?
See, and that goes back to the Kamala Harris tweet. Have a nice long weekend. I think for a lot of people, that's what they think it is. They don't realize.
No, they don't know what the significance is.
In our country, this is probably the most important holiday that we have. Certainly, it's the one.
4th of July.
Maybe. Well, no, I don't think so. I think you're celebrating the men and women who were willing to die for what was established on the 4th of July.
And I think that a lot of people forget what Memorial – get confused between Armed Services Day, Memorial Day, Veterans Day.
Yeah, that's true. Victoria, how did you see it come down because the weather was so lousy? Did you see anything going on at all on the beach?
Well, yesterday afternoon, a friend of mine, we did a long walk. We did like 6 miles on the boardwalk in Jersey, and the sun came out and it was a beautiful afternoon. So there were tons of people everywhere. People were sitting on the beach. People were walking around holding flags. There was a little local sort of, I don't know if parade is the right word, but it was a little local thing, in the town that we were in for Memorial Day. So, with veterans and stuff. So it was a small scale, but then I also watched a bunch of stuff on TV, and there were some really great air shows over Jones Beach in New York, and there was a lot of stuff from
the usual PBS
from New York. Well, I mean, we're only an hour outside of the city, so I guess it was virtual, right?
They weren't live. Right. Yeah. This is the second year in a row, and it's too bad because they had to do all pre-recorded. Yeah. Well, they could have been, but they could. I mean, I talked with Joe Montagna on my show, and he said, the restrictions just were in place. And so we had more of the time this year than we did last year. So we decided to do a really good virtual show, which is what they did. And, for us in California, we're still closed down until June 15th. So any of the big gatherings that would have happened really didn't. Everything was very small scale, which I think is unfortunate because a lot of the stuff that used to happen was in like in cemeteries, military cemeteries and such. That's all outdoors. There's no reason that people couldn't have gathered to take part in that and do it safely. But unfortunately, that wasn't the case for most of the events in California.
Okay. So let's go to something that I didn't know anything about. I was noticing that some six-year-old boy was killed along the freeway. I don't know that story at all. I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, Jen told us that story. Yeah.
Well, I'm not here?
Shows you're really...
No, you were here. You just don't
shows you pay attention. Yeah.
Really?
It's probably one of those times when I was telling the story, and you're like, "So what about this?" And I was like,
right.
"Oh, would you want me to finish this?"
Last week,
I would have told you the story because it happened Friday.
We talked
ago.
All about road rage and how Jen said she told her dad. Well, this was the same conversation, so she told her dad to cool it with his road rage, so someone doesn't come out and just shoot him.
Ah, okay, but I don't remember it was that about that 6-year-old.
Yeah, this woman was. I guess I don't know what kind of altercation it was in. Some people say she flipped off another driver. Other people, I don't know exactly what the circumstances were, but whatever it was, did not justify someone taking out a gun and shooting into her car and killing her 6-year-old son on the way to school.
Yeah, I remember that conversation. Yep.
And now the reward money is increasing because they have a picture of the car, but they don't know much. They think that it was a female driver, and they think that it was a male passenger. But that's about it, and no one seems to know who this person was. We also had a guy who was just arrested this weekend. There were over 100 instances that the Highway Patrol had to deal with of someone shooting BBs and pellets into people's cars. And they've arrested this guy. He said it wasn't him, but they think it was him. And the BBs gun shootings have stopped. So I don't know. There's a lot of craziness right now.
All right. So now, if you have been fully vaccinated and can prove it, you can go on a cruise. You can go into the theater, and you can go to camp, I guess, much as anything else. So, what does it mean if you can prove it? Somebody got into trouble here, and I meant to talk about this yesterday, and I forgot about it.
I mean, that's a straight-up HIPAA violation, right? It's like having a service animal. No one's allowed to ask you why you have a service animal.
Right.
So, it's the same. I don't think anyone can ask you.
I do have a question though, because with kids in school that have to get vaccinated and they have to show proof of vaccination when they're going to public school. How would this be any different from that?
Yeah, it's true.
It's how you display it. There was a big hoopla here and I can't remember where exactly it took place, but a bunch of Jewish people got together to create a star, a badge, that was supposed to be worn by people to prove that they've had the vaccine. And somebody said to this Jewish guy, what are you, crazy? Have you no memory of what happened, who the last people were, or where?
I know. It feels so bad.
Where was that, Jennifer? I'm trying to remember where
it was. That's in Nashville. It's a shop called Hatworks. Yeah. Okay.
I didn't think they were Jewish, though.
Yeah, they're not. They created the Star of David, and it says not vaccinated on it for people to wear.
That wasn't Jewish people doing that. That was just horribly
stupid,
gross, and anti-Semitic.
And this is why I think it's going to end up in court, because think about what you have. You have the business's right to serve who they want to serve, so that's number one. Yeah. You have people's rights to privacy and medical privacy with HIPAA, so that's number two. You have a lot of different things at play here about whose rights usurp the other person's, and I think the cruise line is one that is going to be rough, because the people of Florida have Ron DeSantis who are saying you cannot ask for people's vaccine status, but the cruise industry, which is based in Florida, wants to. And so I have a feeling this is going to make its way up to the Supreme Court. This could be one of the biggest decisions maybe of this time that would reflect where people are with COVID.
Speaking of COVID, before we have to take our break, there are some reporters who have admitted dismissing the lab leak theory that I've been with since almost the beginning, and more people are all about it. But this reporter said she didn't believe it or report on it because the Republicans came up with the idea.
It wasn't just a female reporter. It was Jonathan Carl, who was the White House reporter, and he said because Trump said it, we didn't believe it. And that is so ridiculous, because most of what Trump said has been proved now to be true, even when people laughed at it and said it sounded ridiculous. And so
the problem,
how much blood?
He had like half the information, and then it just becomes not credible. And I agree with you. I think a lot of the stuff that he did hear from experts at the time telling him this came from the lab and this is a way to treat it or whatever, but he bungled the messaging so badly that no one knew if you could even trust him.
See, I don't know about the bungled message. I think it was pretty clear when he said it came from China. I don't know
but
how
he
you could bungle
that.
But
he said crazy things, too, though. I mean, there were
and they all
things.
Turned out to be true. Like, Obama was spying on me. Yep, he was. It turns out that's right. He was. But what I'm saying
Obama
is that
was
he was
not.
Constantly discounted, and the media has blood on their hands for this and for poo-pooing all the other treatments that could have been used to help people survive this.
Well, not all of the news media, but people who feel that way, who are politically motivated, not fact-oriented, and that is a fact.
And it's their job to ask a follow-up question, you know?
Coming up to 19 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
BlueStar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had BlueStar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried BlueStar.
BlueStar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the BlueStar in the first aid section. Feel BlueStar work fast or your money back.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Three after the hour now on the DJV program. It's June the 1st. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner will join us in a moment with the update on this Father's Day contest. A fabulous gift pack can be yours to give to your dad for Father's Day if you participate. And Jay will explain how you can do that right after this.
It's like I blinked and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
Start with everyone with a brand new puppy they cannot leave home alone. Well, there he is now, disemboweling a sofa. Now narrow it to the puppy parents who need to get their prescriptions refilled today. For you, there's Walgreens same-day prescription delivery. Medication sent right to your door from the local Walgreens you already know and trust. So you can spend all day at home teaching your new puppy some manners. Elroy, roll over. Or just sit there and tilt your head. Aww. To join, text JOINRX to 21525.
Okay, so Jay, please explain to those people who have the wax out of their ears what it is that they're going to be entitled to should they decide to participate in our three-week contest to win the Works Nitro 40-volt 7.25-inch circular saw. This is a standard-size saw. And they also are going to get, for the value of their involvement, the Works electric pressure washer. So those two things are at stake here. If you can describe your dad, so how are we doing this?
You will go to Facebook and or Instagram. It's going to be Facebook and Instagram. If you only have an Instagram access or only a Facebook account, don't feel like you're missing out. It's going to be across those two platforms. And just tell us about that father figure in your life, whether it's your own dad, your grandfather, the father of your children. Who is somebody that made an impact on you that you feel like could really who really deserves this prize pack from Works? And post about them this week on Facebook and Instagram. At DJV Show is the handle. There will be one winner at the end of this week. And then next week we'll do it all over again, and we'll do it a third time the following week. So three winners in total, one winner each week. And it starts today at 12 noon Eastern time.
All right. So the president and the vice president went into a diner? Where did they go to have lunch?
They went into a French restaurant.
A French restaurant.
Unscheduled, unplanned. I mean, it was POTUS and FLOTUS and VEEP and the Second Gentleman, and of course some Secret Service agents.
Right.
They were hungry. Right. They stopped.
You know, when Biden and Obama at lunchtime, they had lunch almost every day, talking about the issues, obviously, they need to deal with. And with regularity, they'd wander out of the White House and go to a couple of hamburger joints that are around. There's some good grills and bars right around within 4 or 5 blocks of the White House there. And so they just wander into different parts of the city. Sort of reminds me of a scene from the movie with Michael Douglas when he's getting roses for...
Yes.
Yeah, same kind of thing. So it's reality. All right, what's Simon Cowell's problem with the X Factor Israel? That's trending.
He has not come out and said exactly what it is, but a rep for him has explained legitimate concerns, and a lot of people are thinking it's the conflict between Israel and Hamas.
So there is, how many of these does he do? Is there one for, like, he does a whole bunch of them around the world, right?
I have no idea exactly how many X-Factors there are, but...
He owns the program, so he goes around and does it. He's very visible all around the world. He does it in Japan, I know, in Israel. I think there's a French version, too, if I'm not mistaken.
There's a version in, like, every country.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And he hosts a lot of them.
He's a judge. He's a producer on a lot of them. He was supposed to be a judge on the X Factor Israel, and that's been going on since 2013. The X Factor's been in Israel, but he's just not going to do it this time.
Not doing it. Okay. 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Sheila, we need to set up Johnson's quarterly review.
Janowski Investments keeps portfolios profitable, but a double client base calls for double the advisors.
Hello. Hi, Janet. I'm so sorry. Pulling up your portfolio right now. Give me a sec.
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you have a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Pope Francis has changed church law to explicitly criminalize the sexual abuse of adults by priests who abuse their authority. The most significant changes are contained in two articles, 1395 and 1398, which aim to address major problems and shortcomings in the church's handling of sexual abuse. The new provisions were released Tuesday after 14 years of study. Oil prices rose on Tuesday, with Brent topping $70 a barrel, as optimism grew over the fuel demand outlook during the summer driving season of the United States, the world's top oil consumer. Prices were also increased after data from China showed that factory activity expanded at its fastest this year in May. Prices were $34 a barrel at this time last year under President Trump. A chunk of space trash has left a hole in the International Space Station's robotic arm, but NASA and Canadian mission managers say the arm's functionality won't be impacted. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This day in history, Platt, 1942, a Warsaw underground newspaper, the Liberty Brigade, makes public the news of Germany's final solution, a Nazi-operated death camp in Poland, almost 7 months after the Holocaust atrocities began. Flash, 1990, at a superpower summit meeting in Washington, D.C., U.S. President George H.W. Bush and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev sign a historic agreement to end production of chemical weapons. Flash, 1980.
To act upon one's convictions while others wait, to create a positive force in a world where cynics abound, to provide information to people when it wasn't available before, to offer those who want it a choice. For the American people whose thirst for understanding and a better life has made this venture possible. For the cable industry whose pioneering spirit caused this great step forward in communications. And for those employees of Turner Broadcasting, whose total commitment to their company has brought us together today, I dedicate the news channel for America, the Cable News Network.
CNN, the Cable News Network, the world's first 24-hour televised news network, makes its debut. CNN was the brainchild of Robert Ted Turner, the mouth of the South. I'm Lance Prime, and this is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
If you care where your food comes from and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Four at the hour on Tuesday, June the 1st. It's the Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner approach to the day. And there are a lot of things where we add to the discussion. I guess sometimes we subtract from the discussion as well. This asteroid that passed Earth, was it earlier today? We were talking about its size off the air, the size of the Space Needle in Seattle, which is, what, 400 or 500 feet long? So this wasn't a little piece of dirt.
Yeah.
600 feet long. Mm. Yeah. So how close did it get?
I don't know. NASA said that it's 4.5 million miles away. So no. I think we're okay. Huh? This isn't like crashing into, you know, New York City.
No, this is not like debris.
This is apparently, though, in even though it sounds crazy, but 4.5 million miles away is apparently a relatively close encounter, according to NASA.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, but the other side of it is that we have these things going on all the time, but they're not this big. Much of the stuff that comes into contact with the Earth's atmosphere comes from, you know, not only the stuff that we put up there. I mean, imagine, just as an aside, with Elon Musk putting up thousands of these satellites that he's doing to give opportunity to people who are net neutrality. What is the expression? It's not net neutrality.
Well, no, it's going to be satellite internet. So
yeah,
if you live...
What's it fixing? Net, it's not, what's the thing you
well,
and I
it's,
talk about all the
it's,
time?
I mean, it is related to net neutrality in a sense, okay. But it's because it will eliminate any real need for that, because everybody who signs up for satellite internet is going to have, you know, the same specs, same speed, things like that. So it in that sense, yes, he's absolutely doing the right thing there. But it's also really great for people in, you know, rural areas that just can't get internet service. That's what the satellite, if you can get satellite radio in your car, then think of it that way. It's going to be the same thing for your internet.
Okay. All right. So a lot of stuff in the sky. That's the bottom
yeah.
line. Yeah.
Well, this asteroid is traveling at 40,000 miles per hour.
Oof.
Yeah. So the reason NASA has actually categorized this as a potentially hazardous object is because the parameters for that, it needs to be larger than 492 feet, and it has to be within 4.6 miles of Earth. So this one is 600 feet and 4.5 million. So that's what's, under the cusp.
Under the radar, as it were. But something for those who are worry warts, it gives you something else to worry about. Congratulations. All right, let's move to what's going on the border. South of the border, down Mexico way, citizens being apprehended for this is coming into the American side, right? Americans are not bringing drugs into Mexico.
I don't know that they'd get very far, or if that, you know, in terms of financial gains, I don't really know that that would be beneficial.
Probably
but, yeah, not. So U.S. citizens are, this is an increasing number of American citizens who have been apprehended at the border with illegal drugs. So the part of the problem is, for the last year, we've had the southern border has been closed to non-essential traffic because of COVID. But what did happen, though, is Mexican authorities have allowed U.S. citizens to literally walk or drive across the border pretty much, you know, undetected with no restrictions. And so now they're finding that U.S. citizens were apprehended nearly seven times more than Mexican citizens between last October and this past March 31st. So they're smuggling lots of drugs in vehicles. And sadly, the U.S. remains the world's largest consumer of illegal drugs.
So should we just make them legal?
I think we need to address the drug problem that we have, you know, the dependency issues, the mental health issues.
Speak to Pfizer,
so much
speak
more.
To Moderna,
yeah.
Speak to Merck, speak to Johnson & Johnson.
That OxyContin family, right?
Yep.
Talk to all of them about the
drug problem. Yep. Here is the story of Brandy Levy, 14-year-old girl in Pennsylvania, failed to make the varsity cheerleading team at her high school, so she posted some nasty, vulgar messages on Snapchat. The school suspended her from the team. The case is now before the Supreme Court. Have you heard about this? The justices seem skeptical of the punishment's severity. There is a lot of discussion among the members of the court and people. This is a case that will, this could be very impactful when it comes to free speech at schools, right? Or is it free speech on the internet? This is, how much can the school control of what you do in your own private time? There's a difference between if you are working for somebody like the radio guys that post stupid stuff on their social media and get fired for doing it, that's different than somebody posting something that may be vulgar on some social media, and then the school tells them that you can't be a participant anymore in any activity in the school.
But see, that could go all the way to the Supreme Court. But
it is in the Supreme Court now.
Okay, but if the school has a code of conduct, then that's going to get tossed. Because if there's a code of conduct that every student has to abide by, and as we know, social media is now included in that code of conduct, it's like, you know, players for whether it's professional or college level sports, I mean, there's a code of conduct for all of that. So yeah. I can't imagine that, you know, what I understand the free speech argument, but I don't really know that they're going to get that far. If you've agreed to the code, then you're in breach of the code.
Adios. Yep. All right. Now, as long as we're talking about teenagers, I think it's very interesting to see what the recommendations are for summer camps. If you haven't signed up for summer camp, you probably won't give it again, right? Most of the summer camps get signed up for
free. I think parents are so excited to send the kids away to summer camp.
They probably filled up really fast this time.
Yeah. All right. So now there are not only camps that are open for business, but a lot of summer jobs return this year. And I find it interesting to see how many youngsters, like 16, 17, 18, are working and getting bonuses and pay raises and that sort of stuff. But you see what's going on in the restaurants. I stopped at a gas station last night to get diesel fuel, and the guy behind the counter didn't know anything. Couldn't even tell me how he, you know, you have to bring the diesel pumps for trucks. You have to bring the card in so somebody inspects it. This guy didn't know how to operate anything. And it was fairly embarrassing for him and for me. A youngster, maybe 19, 20 years old, first day on the job. And so you see more and more of this thing going on. Younger people at gas stations especially, and, you know, there are a lot of young people at restaurants as well. Lifeguards, apparently, this summer are getting paid more. So what's the scoop here, Victoria? Looking around, is this a better year than ever for summer jobs for youngsters that are in school?
Well, it's, you know, as we know, we've talked about the hospitality industry, you know, restaurant workers, there's a shortage. However, more teenagers from the ages of 16 to 19 are working now than before the pandemic. And this is coming from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which is really interesting because, you know, we keep saying, I know everyone keeps saying everyone's getting paid to stay at home and that's why no one's working. But yet we keep seeing these stories and the numbers don't lie. This is the fast food industry. This is the hospitality industry. This was the industry that was hit the hardest and the first by the pandemic, and it's recovered the fastest and has employed more people now than many other job sectors. So these kids are out here working. We live in a resort type village, and it's a destination spot on the Jersey Shore. And we went out to brunch on Sunday, and the restaurant that we go to for brunch, they must have had 50 high school kids working there, and everybody. I mean, it was unbelievable, like how many people they've hired. And they used to have, because we live here, so we go in all the time in the off season, and they used to see all the signs, you know, now hiring for all positions. Yeah. Well, apparently they filled all the positions because it was just, I mean, it was a staff of 1,000 people, but, you know, the business is booming. So if they pay more, then they get better
masks.
Help.
All the kids wearing
masks. In Jersey, no, they just dropped the mask mandate for indoor dining on Friday.
All right. So there are a lot of people who are still wearing a mask. I thought it was interesting in terms of summer camps. When I dug down deeper into the...
They changed that, right? For the summer camps? Because at first they said kids had to wear masks, and now they don't need to.
Right. Well, they're outdoors. They don't need to wear them at all. But are you still wearing a mask? This is a collective question, but it's also for Jay and for Victoria. Are you still wearing a mask? Do you wear them all the time, some of the time, none of the time?
Wearing it if we're, like, if we go, you know, if we go to concierge, which is where we pick up our packages and stuff.
Yeah.
Just out of...
You mean your mail?
Yeah. You know, like, we have other people who sort through our mail for us, so we don't have to look at labels and things.
Perfect.
So, yeah. So I'll wear a mask if I'm going to talk to one of the staff members if they're still wearing a mask. It's really just a courtesy.
Yeah. How about you, Jay?
Yeah,
down
same.
In Nashville.
Yeah, same. When I go to Starbucks and I'm in the drive-thru, I'll wear a mask just because the other person's wearing a mask, too, kind of like a courtesy thing.
It's just to be polite.
When I went to the grocery store, I had my mask in hand, but it wasn't on, and then I saw everybody had masks on, so I put my mask on.
I did the
and
same.
And then I realized that more and more people were taking them off, and I was like, okay, well, you know, because I am vaccinated. So it's one of those things, just depending on where I am, I read the tone of the room.
Good.
Right.
That makes good sense. 45 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to find out, as we are into June, the 1st of June is upon us, what's the most significant thing about today and the month right after this?
times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number is toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
All right, so today, the 1st of June, is National Heimlich Maneuver Day. Anybody here ever had the Heimlich performed on them?
I've been trained to do it.
I was trained to do it by Dr. Heimlich himself. He lived in Cincinnati when I was doing afternoons on WCKY, and he came into my studio, and he showed me how to do the Heimlich Maneuver, and then we talked about all the people that have died because folks don't know how to do the Heimlich maneuver, which is actually fairly simple. It's pretty common. Hopefully you'll never have to have this performed on you because you're choking if you are in need of it. You bang somebody on the back and then, you know. But there are those who say Dr. Heimlich didn't know what he was doing or banging somebody in the back wasn't the best thing to do, so then you squeeze them and hug them. Kind of. How did you learn how to do it? Somebody put their arms around you, Victoria, to show you how to do it?
Yeah. And then, because I did lifeguard training and I did volunteer EMT training. So, yeah, I've had, like, you know, you work on a dummy, you work on real people. Yeah. It's obviously you don't do the full thrust, but yeah.
Annie, are you okay? Those dolls?
Right.
I don't remember that, but.
10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hello? calling on behalf of the Mice Nest.
Mice Nest?
Yes, Mice Nest. It's a nest of mice. They finished chewing through your RV wiring, so the fire should start soon.
Can we cancel that?
Oh, sorry. Once scheduled, they can't really stop because they're mice. A nest of them.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Oh, and if you could stay on the line for a quick survey.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three after the hour now, time for our daily visit from Chuck Curry. It's Movie Moments with a focus at least on Harrison Ford and James Bond and Armie Hammer. That's coming up right after this.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, this is somber music. I think it's actually, this was a pretty good movie. At any rate,
one of the greatest movies of all time, I think.
Yeah. A lot of people see it over and over and over again. All right, the significance of our attention being paid to Shawshank has to do with somebody's birthday, no doubt.
Yes, born June 1st, 1937, turning 84 years old today. Morgan Freeman, Doug, I think one of the great actors and one of the great natural actors to ever be born. I mean, yeah, this guy was a mechanic.
You know, he was a mechanic. And somehow
I did not know that.
Do a bit part, and then the rest is history, as they say.
So well, what did he do? Didn't he do the Electric Company, and then he did which is a spinoff of Sesame Street, and he did a season of Another World, and some of his great movies, Shawshank Redemption and Seven. Driving Miss Daisy, Million Dollar Baby, Unforgiven, Glory, Lean on Me. What a great career. That is a great career.
Yeah. Well, he's had a great career. Speaking of great careers, Harrison Ford has had a great career in the filming of Indiana Jones 5, starts in England today. So what do we think of that? How much would you have? I mean, the first one was done in what? When was the first Indiana Jones? In 1979 or something? First Indiana Jones.
It was done in 1980. It was a lost ark, 1980.
Right. That was great. I think they've all been, you don't like the last one, but I think they've all been good.
No.
Frankly.
Actually, my favorite is the darkest installment, which is Temple of Doom. I love that movie. I think it's nonstop.
Is that the one with, like, where they sacrifice somebody and it just goes on
correct.
And on forever? It's
yeah.
terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. yeah. So this is the last Indiana Jones movie, so says George Lucas. You buy
well,
that?
Here's the difference in this one.
I love Steven the one Spielberg, with Sean Connery, the third one.
Steven, that was the last crusade. That was a good movie. Steven Spielberg directed all four Indiana Jones movies. For whatever reason, he's not directing this one. He's going to produce and be supposedly heavily involved. But a really good director named James Mangold, who did the Wolverine movie Logan, which is a serious take on that character with Hugh Jackman. That guy's a fantastic director. I think the property is in great hands, and I'm actually excited to see what he does with the material. Sometimes new director, new vision, new spin is a good thing. So let's see how this goes. Harrison Ford, again, like Morgan Freeman, one of the icons of the business, and it's a great character, Indiana Jones.
So James Bond is going to get a worldwide theatrical release the same day.
Good.
Is that that a good thing? Is that a good move?
You have to see Bond in a theater, right?
Yeah, have to see it. But they're going to open it all around the world. Oftentimes they open in
Europe, the same day,
China. Same day.
Yeah.
I'm good
with that. I don't know. I can't explain why I don't like it. But, like, Fast and the Furious 9 is out internationally already one month before it hits the States. I always want to see a movie open here in America first before it plays overseas. Now it's almost the reverse because the overseas territories are so big. But I guess studios are not worried about bootlegging as much as they used to. I don't think there's really much you can do about
the
it.
Chinese
with Queen Streams,
good,
it is what it is.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they open in China first.
Yeah. Maybe. I got one other thing. A reported 29% of all streaming households tuned into Friends Reunion on HBO Max, making it a big hit for the streaming network. So a lot of people watch that Friends Reunion. I guess it paid off for
You weren't surprised, right?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, there's a curiosity factor there. I think for the most part, people overall enjoyed watching.
I'd like to see it. I frankly haven't seen it, but I'd like to.
It's so cute, Doug. You'll
like
love it.
Mayor of Easttown. Man, that thing's exploding in interest. All right, Chucker, you're a good man. Happy to have you here as usual. 59.
We know the global elites, the 1%, have hijacked and subverted the U.S. culture, economy, and government. The battle to take back America begins with the Rise USA, the Resurrection Tour. Thousands of patriots are on the march to Little Rock, Shreveport, and three stops in Texas, plus many other stops on the Arise USA Tour. 50 states, 84 stops, 111 days. The Arise USA Tour will unite the 99% of we the people that stand against the 1% globalist elite and their tyranny. The tour is free with hundreds of speakers and freedom fighters, including former CIA spy Robert David Steele, Urban Global Health Alliance Kevin Jenkins, sixth-generation farmer Trent Luce, human rights advocate Sasha Stone, and many more. For tour info and a list of speakers, go to AriseUSA.com. Join the thousands that have donated over $1 million to Arise USA Tour. To donate or for the tour stop nearest you, go to AriseUSA.com. That's AriseUSA.com.